Coming to you live from the Chamber of Haunter Studios, this is Haunted You. I'm John Shelp.
I'm Keone Hutton.
And I'm Leslie Reed.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Haunted You podcast, and happy April! Holy crap, I cannot believe it is already April. Does anyone else feel like this year is just freaking flying by? Like,
yes, I'm closing the quarter. It's ridiculous.
I cannot. Like, there's too much going on, and that's probably part of the problem.
Yeah.
A little background for everyone. Like, I'm moving. This summer.
You're perpetually moving.
I'm perpetually moving. And the ship is leaving in like 2.5 weeks, roughly, and the ship's still broken. So, like, trying to get ready for the move while trying to get the ship ready to go, I need...
So, question for you. Since you're moving and you are being given a different assignment, yes?
See?
At what point is the ship no longer your problem?
If everything works out, May 20th.
That's enough time to drill holes.
Honestly, with that ship, I don't even think you need to drill. I think you can just kind of like push.
Kick it a little.
In the words of Jazz, who has done much makeup for us, it is the world's most seaworthy cheese grater.
Like I said, no need to drill. Just kind of
lean on it. So it's got plenty of holes.
A good kick will do the trick.
No, you know what a ball peen hammer is?
Yes.
Yeah, I just take a ball peen hammer around and start banging on things and we'll find all the holes. Anyway, we're not going to be doing that because I need to, she needs to
keep
leave
my job
in 2.5 weeks.
Fair enough.
And then I need to leave in like 2.5 months. But that's it. We'll get there. We will get there. In the meantime, April is a super exciting time inside of the haunt industry. We've got HauntFest coming up just a few days from now. Next weekend, April 6th and 7th, down in Athens, Georgia. HauntFest April Ghouls. Definitely go check it out if you are in the area. And then brand new this year, at the end of the month, the East Coast Haunters Convention is happening in Oaks, Pennsylvania, April 27th and 28th. I don't know how this one's going to go. It's being put on by the same guys who do Transworld. I think it's going to be interesting. I so wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I'll be in the middle of the ocean, so I can't be there next year, though, because that's very close to where we'll be in Maryland. Fingers are crossed. We'll see what happens. So if you're in the area for either of those, definitely go and check them out. But today, we are not talking about either of those conventions. We already talked about HauntFest. That was our last episode. Hopefully you went and listened to it. We are here to talk about our favorite convention. I'm even wearing the swag for it today as we're recording. Fear Expo, happening in Owensboro, Kentucky, at the Owensboro Convention Center, April 12th to the 14th. Holy shit, I'm so excited.
Drink.
I did not get to go to Fear Expo last year. Leslie went in our place. This year I was able to pull it off, so I am going to be there all 3 days on the show floor. If you are at Fear Expo, please come see me, say hello, pick up a sticker. We have the big ones this year. I'm very, very excited. I got larger ones than we have had in the past, because do you know how I decide like what swag to bring? I figure out what I want and then buy that for everyone else. Like, I needed a bigger sticker for my truck. So yeah, we have bigger stickers this year. Very excited about that. I'm also excited because my friends from the Candlelighter's Ghost House are also going to be coming to Fear Expo. I convinced them that they need to come to Fear Expo so that they can meet some people and learn some things and bring all that back to make the Ghost House awesome next year. So it's going to be a freaking blast in Owensboro, Kentucky, just 2 weeks from now. Holy. And to talk about all of that, we have back with us today, Doug Sheldon. Welcome to the Haunting You podcast.
Well, thank you very much. I'm definitely was looking forward to this meeting. I'm glad we got to get it kicked off.
Me too. We are so excited for Fear Expo. I've been seeing all the emails that are coming through to kind of talk about the events and everything else that is happening. This schedule is absolutely freaking packed. Let's dig into it. Before Fear Expo even kicks off Thursday, there is, of course, the Ultimate Haunt Tour. We're 2 weeks out. Are there any tickets left?
So we were just talking about that this morning. We are at that tipping point where we either make a decision to close it or to try and do one more bus.
Uh-huh.
So we had a meeting this morning. We're going to leave it open just to see how it goes over the weekend and make a decision on Monday. But there is a chance that potentially we are sold out.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is anyone who's listening to this podcast today needs to get their name in the hat right now so that you guys see that there's interest.
Definitely, definitely. Because it's going to make a big decision for us, because if you jump up to an Airbus, I mean, you obviously don't want a bus going half full.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Talk real quick about what people can expect on the Ultimate Haunt Tour Indiana. So
where are we adventuring this time around? Because you've had some pretty solid lineups of haunts for the tour.
You know, we're going to keep that trend alive. No pun intended. You know, the cool thing about this year is we grabbed a couple more sponsors who wanted to get involved. The Ultimate Haunt Tour is really growing to be a tour that people are looking forward to. And I think the reason behind it is not only do we go to great haunts, we go to all the haunts. We're not just going to pick a few that, you know, are top name recognized. We want to pick haunts that maybe you haven't heard of. You know, haunts that are coming out that are brand new this year, like the first one on the tour, Evansville Nightmare Factory. That one's not even open yet. And we're going to go visit them. They're like, what? I said, yeah, we're going to be there. So the next one is Abattoir. And I hope I'm saying that right.
Abattoir.
Thank you. Abattoir. You are the first one who told me that. So now, and if you're wrong, you just messed me up for the next 2 weeks. But Abattoir.
Abattoir. Yeah.
Abattoir. Have you been there?
No, I have not. Of course Leslie does that. I have lots of random knowledge.
Yeah, she speaks multiple languages. Like,
right.
Like, I just assume she's got it right. Like,
I was going to say, I trust that.
So I can almost guarantee you that 90% of the people, if not 95% of the people who have heard this podcast or any other, you know, podcast or anything going on with the Ultimate Haunt Tour have not been to that haunt yet. That's what's exciting about it. There is so many hidden gems out there in our country, and I really feel like this is one of them. I think people are going to be extremely happy that we added this to the Ultimate Haunt Tour. And once again, I was talking a little bit about sponsors. So before we talk about the third haunt, VFX and Halloween Shirt Company came back again as sponsors for the Ultimate Haunt Tour, but we brought some friends with them. CFX and Haunt Pay both jumped on board as sponsors for the Ultimate Haunt Tour this time.
Awesome.
Lots of fun things going on, but right after we leave, go ahead and say the name, Leslie, again.
Abattoir, which means slaughterhouse.
Oh, is that what it means?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Sounds so fancy for that.
Yep. Public slaughterhouse for cattle, sheep, etc. Mostly used in the early 19th century.
There we
look
go.
Look at that. She is
of
like...
Of course Leslie knows that.
So we're going to head up to Shattered Nightmare. That's going to be fun. I have not been to that haunt yet either. Have any of you guys?
No. I've never been to Indiana except like driving through on my cross-country trips. So these are all new for me.
Oh, this is going to be fun for you then. Are you guys going on a haunt tour? I didn't even see whether you guys are on there.
I'm not getting in until like 8 p.m. Thursday night, so I'm not even going to make it.
Okay. So the cool thing about this haunt tour is not only do we go to five really, really good haunts, we actually, this haunt tour is so big that we actually travel through time zones.
I like that.
That's a cool fact.
The haunt tour that actually travels through the time zones. And if we could have done it a couple of days earlier, maybe we could have done it during a solar eclipse, because all these haunts...
Oh, that would have been cool.
All these haunts are... Here's another fun fact for Leslie. All these haunts are located within the 100 percentile of the
solar. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
holy
beautiful.
Moly.
That's pretty good.
So there's a cool little fun fact. I wish I could have got that out sooner.
Yeah, seriously.
And then after that, we are going to Indianapolis, and we're going to visit Necropolis Underground. I have been to that haunt before. It blows you away.
I have seen video. I have heard all kinds of stories coming out of Necropolis. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah, it is definitely a great, great haunt to go to. I'm excited that it's on the haunt tour. And then, of course, we are going to finish it up with the anchor of the tour, the one that most people are super excited about going to see, Nightmare on Edgewood. Kevin Kopp, his haunt is, I mean, people I know people who travel during the regular season to go to that haunt and wait a night. They've won multiple awards. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're finish up the tour there, and then we head back to Owensboro to get kicked off for Friday and the Beer Expo.
Love it. So listeners, if any of you are interested in trying to squeeze into one of the last seats on the Ultimate Haunt Tour, you need to go to ultimatehaunttour.com like right now as you're listening to the podcast and get your name on the list.
Well, and I want to say one more thing. For those of you who are thinking, you know, what's the Ultimate Haunt Tour all about? We brought this when we were first negotiating about HauntCon and talking to them, and they had the haunt tours. We said that we were willing to get involved and take over, the haunt tours. But the key for us was it had to be about the haunts. We make sure that every penny that's brought in takes care, goes directly towards the travel, the food that you're going to eat, and then the rest of it goes to the haunts. We do not make money off from these tours. Everything is given back to the haunts because during this time of the year, I mean, those haunts need that extra money to
it's get a tough time. Summer.
Yeah. And so when you're supporting the Ultimate Haunt Tour, you're not supporting Fear Expo. You're not supporting HauntCon. I mean, what you're supporting is these haunts on this tour. And, you know, just to kind of put a staple on that, you got a pretty big support coming up in November in Alabama. Ultimate Haunt Tour will be visiting 10 haunts in 3 days.
Holy moly.
Yep. So make sure you go to the ultimatehaunttour.com. We've already got the names of the 10 haunts in there. And I will be the, if you can get on bus one, which means you have to be the first 50 people to buy tickets, I will be your coach. So I actually will be on bus one for the first time. I've never been on one of our tours.
Yeah.
So.
So what does a haunt tour cost?
That one's $385. The one in Indiana is $235.
Beautiful. Yep. So go check it out, people. Right, because time is running out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, we're already planning 2025 haunt tour.
I love it. So that is Thursday night. And then Fear Expo itself, that's Thursday, not just the night, most of Thursday. But then Fear Expo itself actually kicks off Friday morning with one of my favorite parts of Fear Expo, the networking event.
And actually, just before that, though, it kicks off with our networking breakfast. So, So a new sponsor this year, a new attitude, Fevo is the sponsor for the VIP day. So Friday is the Fevo Friday VIP day.
Nice.
and we're going to start out with a breakfast. So if you can show up between 7 and 8:30, you can have breakfast on us if you have a VIP ticket. And that's the first opportunity to meet people. We will have the bar open with the Bloody Marys and, you know, all the cool little breakfast drinks that you can get. What's the orange juice and
Mimosas.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
So make sure you show up between 7 and 8:30 to take part in the breakfast. And then, like you said, we are going to do the networking speed dating vendor and haunt owner. And this is happening early this time. Because a lot of people love the fact that we did it, but they hated that we did it after the show floor.
Yeah.
They really wanted to have an opportunity to meet everyone and then go to the show floor and see their booth.
And I think that's genius because that's exactly what I was doing when I went. Can you guys hear me okay? Because I just got a weird buzz.
I can hear you fine.
Yep. Me too.
That was what I was doing when I went on.
Now you're buzzing.
Now you're buzzing.
Oh, yeah. Now you're all weird.
I think he just wanted to prove to us that he heard it. Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
Weird.
So you're buzzing with it's like this, but we hear you fine. And then you flip it and we hear you buzzing and you hear fine. Brilliant. That'll be helpful.
So that's what I was doing when I went to the speed networking event. I made a ton of connections and then went on the show floor and was able to talk with them in more detail of all the things they could offer.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And so that was a suggestion from quite a few people. So the speed networking or speed dating, as we like to call it, because it feels like speed dating. You sit down, all the haunt owners this time get to sit. Instead of walking around like they do on a show floor, vendors are moving from table to table. And they have 30 seconds to give their best elevator pitch on why I should network with you.
Exactly.
And then every 3 minutes, we pick one vendor, typically the one who's the slowest and doesn't like to sit down very quickly, to stand up in the middle and give an elevator pitch to the entire group all at once. So it's a lot of fun. We've got prizes this time. I've got a blowhorn. We've got the big clock on the wall. We got a big timer. So we're ready for this one. Alicia from Scared of My Shadow is going to be the host, helping me get this taken care of. And I might even throw the reins over to her and I might take part in this event this time. But that is from 9 until
noon, I think.
Yeah, 9 until noon. Thank you.
Yeah, got the whole morning blocked out for
it. Yep. It's definitely a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of tables, so we're going to need a lot of time to get through everyone.
Yeah. So that takes us all the way up to lunchtime, and it sounds like you have something very special planned for lunch.
Stan Winston is the sponsor of the new Artist Mixer Luncheon that we're going to be doing. So we're doing a Kentucky Bourbon Burger Bar, all little plates, and you get to go and, you know, grab your burger and grab some other little munchies to go along with it and walk around, network with everyone, grab a drink. This time it might go to a little bit more of an afternoon type bar with some afternoon drinks, and head over to where we have some artists doing their thing, whether they're sculptors or whether they're painters. You're going to be over, get an opportunity to see the work they do, get to know them, grab a card, and hopefully hire them to do a project at your attraction.
So
if you're a vendor, an opportunity to maybe include them in some of the work you do as a vendor. So the networking, just the morning networking, is going to be invaluable. It's going to be so cool.
Absolutely. Les, you want to take the afternoon?
Sure. What are we doing in the afternoon? Let me go look at the notes. Ha ha. I got stuck on the show floor map. There we go.
That's where we're going next too.
Yep. So Friday night.
Nope, not nighttime. That's not nighttime. You got to go to 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We're going to go to the show floor.
Okay.
But just for VIPs at this point.
Yes, this is the Brutal Rust show floor. The show sponsor for the show floor this year is Brutal Rust. We are going to open a show floor for all the VIPs. They're going to get plenty of time to walk through from 2 to 6 this year. So instead of 3 hours, we gave them 4. And this is going to give them an opportunity to meet all the vendors they talk to during the speed dating, buy the items that they want to purchase, and also head to Brutal Rust booth for a drink or 2 or 3. Who knows? It all depends on how you're feeling. Hey, I don't know if you can tell. There is kind of an overarching continuation of events here.
Yeah, I'm sensing a trend.
We have a bar at everywhere. Someone even joked with me and says, hey, if I go into the bathroom, is the maitre d' going to be in the things? I said, wow, that's something to think about.
Yeah, Beer Expo 25.
There you go. So yeah, VIP show floor event. This was huge last year. It was, every one of the vendors loved the opportunity to really be able to sit there and talk to the haunt owners as they're going through. And then the haunt owners found it refreshing to be able to go and talk to vendors without having to wait, you know, because a lot of times when the show floor is open to everyone, you don't have the opportunities that you do when it's just you to be able to really talk to the vendor about maybe special orders, about whether you can do different colors, you know, what are some of the things involved in your products? And this gives you that chance.
Yeah.
So then, Leslie, in the afternoon.
So then we go to the dinner and a show.
Yes. And this will be the first time this year that we did this kind of at HauntCon, where we had a seated dinner and then we had a comedy. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Ron did something like that for Fear Expo. And we said, you know what? Instead of comedy, let's go with a magician. We brought a magician in all the way from Canada. He's a haunter in Canada. And we were like, you know what? This is cool. He was talking about coming to Fear Expo anyways. We went back and forth. Willie May is handling all of the entertainment this year. He came up with the idea of using this young man as a magician for the show. So you're going to have a great sit-down dinner. And on top of that, you're going to get an opportunity to watch a magic show from
solid.
A haunter.
That sounds like a blast. Who's catering dinner? What can we expect?
Who's catering it?
Or where's the food coming from?
Oh, we're going to be right there at the convention center. They have their own catering.
Ah, I didn't realize the convention center offered that too. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, where if you want some, you have to show up on Wednesday if you want some of the barbecue.
Yeah.
The vendor's dinner. Wednesday we take, and we didn't even talk about that, but all the vendors who show up on Wednesday, they all get to the vendor's appreciation dinner, and that's going to be at the Moonlight Barbecue, and that's all you can eat barbecue.
Oh man, that sounds so good.
It's amazing. It's one of my favorite things about going to Owensboro.
Yeah, seriously.
So once the magician is all over with, then all hell breaks loose.
Talk about the Hell's a Poppin' Circus Sideshow.
Yes. I have to be very honest. Until I really read about this company, I had no idea who they were, and I never realized how big they are. They travel all over the country. They've been doing this for over 20 years.
Wow.
And on top of that, they've actually set up at over 3,500 attractions to do events during the weekend during Halloween. So Haunts actually can hire this company to come in and, you know, put on a show, whether it's a small show with one or two other freaks or a big show like what we're going to have at Fear Expo. Our show is an hour and a half long.
Wow.
Awesome.
But it's all like circus sideshow acts.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Hanging from hooks, shooting, yeah. Putting a sword down your belly, you know, all those freaky kind of make you go.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to see it. And all of this is free with the VIP ticket.
If you have a VIP ticket, everything we talked about is all included. We have an agenda for you from the morning you wake up, or from the minute you wake up to the time it's time to tuck you in. So yeah, VIP tickets is the way to go. Really, we took the price of the food, and we even took a couple bucks off and said, hey, we're going to pitch a little in for food. And that's what we charge you. So none of the events, nothing else that's included is being charged. You're really just paying for the food.
Yeah. And it sounds like you limited the number of VIP tickets who are going to be available for the show. Accurate?
We did. We had to make sure that we didn't oversell this for VIP. Mm-hmm. So we had to put a limit on this year to make sure that we had room for everyone. We only have about 60 more VIP tickets left, and we're completely sold out. So if
okay.
you have not got your VIP ticket, you're going to want to do that very soon.
So what does the VIP ticket cost?
So the VIP ticket is $150.
That's it?
Yep. And it covers everything.
Holy moly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, $150. And actually, we had our VIP plus tickets, which even included your hotel rooms.
Yeah.
And it included a haunt tour. So it was an all-inclusive ticket. We sold out of those because the hotels are both sold out now. So
sure.
That's another thing. If you want to come to Fear Expo, don't look at the hotels directly next to Fear Expo. You're going to have to look at the other ones in Owensboro. I did check this morning, and three of the hotels that are within 5 minutes away all still have a few rooms left. So there are rooms. It's just you're not going to be walking distance. You're going to be
a little more of a drive.
Yeah, drive or Uber. But yep. There's free parking at the convention center.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And there's a lot of parking available.
Oh yeah, plenty. Yep.
So we just talked about everything that is mm-hmm. available for the VIPs on Friday.
Not yet.
Did I miss something?
Friday. We have one more thing. We have Mr. Lugosi.
Yes.
So the music that's going to go are going to be after Hell's a Poppin'.
So we got a band for you, and this band is, they are pumped. They are 100% in the genre for Halloween, for haunted attractions, they basically were begging us to come to the show because they are so excited about, you know, everyone that we have involved. They love Hell's a Poppin'. So this band is going to bring it. Directly after Hell's a Poppin' gets over, we're going to bring you over to the East Ballroom. The band's going to be set up, and you're going to be able to rock with the band. They're going to do an hour show.
Awesome.
Standing room. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure that you get plenty of, well, if you're on the haunt tour, I guess you won't get plenty of sleep. But make sure you take a lot of energy pills.
Yeah,
seriously.
I was say, just for Friday, you know, welcome breakfast starts at 7 a.m. And yeah. You guys have activities, you know, completely all the way up to midnight on Friday night. So yeah, definitely something, you know, plan ahead, make sure you catch when you're sleep in advance and, you know, have
come
some time
ready
the next
party.
Week to catch up again.
And I think, you know, I've had a lot of people and I've done a lot of these interviews. And one of the questions everyone keeps asking me is, you know, you guys are a trade show, but what really makes you guys different from some of the other trade shows? And I think the fact that we are agenda driven, mm-hmm. We want to give you something to do from the moment you get there to the time that you leave. We want to make sure that it's an experience for you. Fear Expo has always been about the experience. And every year we just kind of up that experience just a little bit more.
Yeah, seriously.
I think it's beneficial too, because, you know, you go to a trade show, you walk around, there's not a lot of, you know, dedicated opportunities to, you know, talk to these haunt owners, talk to these vendors outside of the trade show. So you're pretty much just relying on a massive room with a million people wandering around to try and get information, make your sales on both sides of the equation. Whereas with what we have here, especially with the VIP, you have the ability to really get to know the people that are there. And then you can go through, do your purchases, do your orders, make those connections, do your networking, but you're given an opportunity and a, you know, situation where it's designed to do that first and then you do your purchasing.
Exactly. Yeah, you're making personal connections with these companies. You're not just a buyer, you're making that connection, like
part of the family.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's going to be a little bit of difference. We did have some people say, well, your VIP was 65 last year and it's, you know, 150 this year. Well, last year was the first year that we kind of knew what we wanted to do, but we didn't want to get all the way to where we needed to be.
Yeah.
And I don't mean as far as money wise, I just meant as far as the experience.
Sure.
Right. We had to get to a certain point of where the show's going to grow to be. And this show, you know, I think if you remember back 3 years ago when I first started talking to you about Fear Expo, I said that it's going to be about the experience. It's going to be a VIP show. Now, don't get me wrong, Saturday, and we still have a lot of stuff to do for the general admission. And that's what we didn't touch on Friday.
Yeah, that's exactly where I want to go next.
Yep, is the general admission. So we can talk about that right now if you want.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. Like we've talked about everything that the VIPs have available to them, but there's more that will be accessible for anyone who buys even just the general admission ticket starting at noon on Friday. So what's happening?
So starting at noon on Friday, not only will we have the VIP events going on, and I don't want to say only the general admission people can go to the classes. If you see a class you really want to go to and you want to jump out of the VIP event to go take a class, you can, because there's some really good classes. We have two rooms on Friday running at the same time. Emily Bloom starts off at noon.
Yes.
She's doing makeup room management.
Oh, that's a necessary class, because that's a lot of pieces, you know, to do, especially if you're running more than a handful of people in a haunt.
And Emily Bloom has ran quite a few different makeup rooms, so she knows what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about. That is a great class. So that's where we started off at noon. In room two, Kelsey Livingsgood is going to be talking about how indie film acting and haunt acting coincide. How you can go from being a haunt actor to the indie film industry.
This was something that you really focused on at HauntCon down in Florida. Yeah. But so I'm glad to see bringing some of that into Fear Expo as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exciting that Kelsey's going to be there. And it's definitely a class you're going to want to take if you're an actor and interested in doing any type of indie film acting. Uh-huh. And then Morgan Spencer at 1:15. Is going to do Haunt Makeup 101, talking about the basics. You know, what are the things that every haunt makeup artist should know? Everything from making veins to putting on the correct layers. I'm not a makeup artist at all, but it's definitely something you're going to want to check out. On Friday in room two is Joshua Overturn. He's from CFX. 115.
Silicone masks.
Silicone 101, talking about
excellent.
So that's going to be really cool to see Joshua in there teaching from CFX. And then go back to room one at 2:30. You have Richard Kumo. Richard has been to every Fear Expo plus Hong Kong teaching classes. He is always killing it. One of the best classes I go to. And he's going to talk about fast painting techniques, how to make that wood grain look. I'm using tools and tricks for any type of facade painting. So this is more of a, it's not so much the paint for the body. You know, we're not talking about makeup here. We're talking
this
about
is set design.
Set design. Thank you.
Yeah. And if he can do it, and again, the we always want to put so much detail into our haunts, but that also can take so much time that none of us have. So having that ability to learn, how do you do this quickly? What are the tools? What are the tricks? You know, how can you use something in a manner that it's not exactly intended for, but be really, really successful in getting the facade that you want to see?
Exactly. And then room two, Jason Thomas is a brand new instructor to us, but he's been teaching for a long time. And he is also from the indie horror side. He's coming in to talk about taking your haunt to the next level. Everything from how you should be advertising your haunt, how you should be promoting your haunt, different scares that you could be using, the looking at your haunt. He says looking at your haunt from 1,000 feet in the air. And not just being down into the basics, but looking at it and seeing what other people see.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a great class. Very excited he's teaching that class. And then at 3:45, we got the master, Michael Green. Michael is the master of body painting. Michael Green, I mean, here beyond the show floor all days for teaching in his booth and giving all kinds of lessons on body painting. But here's a chance you get for mastering the airbrush for makeup and FX. And then Brian Wilkins is going to do some scare actor training in room two at 3:45. He said, make sure that you do your stretches before his class because you're going to get involved in this pretty cool scare acting. So if you are not involved in the VIP, you still have a reason to be there Friday. These classes are great. I know for a fact I, as an owner, would probably send my GM to half these classes and I go to the other half because there are some really good classes here.
And we talked about this earlier, but like one price, all of the classes are included. There's no additional cost for any of these classes, except for, you know, the few make and takes where you actually get to bring something home and you have to pay for the materials.
We didn't do make and takes this
time. No make and takes this time. Okay.
No make and takes. We wanted it to be all free classes.
Yeah.
It was getting too confusing with the make and takes. So we just took them off.
Fair. Fair. So yeah. You pay one price and you can attend any of the classes, get all of these skills, build up your own skill set.
So yeah. And so that shows you there's a lot more to do. Now, also, if you have a general admission ticket, you are invited to go to House of Poppin' and the concert afterwards. It's just a $25 additional ticket price to go
That's
to House
of Poppin'. That's not bad.
Which is not bad for, I mean, they sell for tickets show. For $60.
Yeah.
So
seriously. So Friday night, Friday, the entirety of Friday, absolutely packed with opportunities for you to get out there and network, get out there, get some new skills. And for the VIPs, checking out the show floor early, getting those orders in that first day before the show floor gets absolutely crazy on Saturday.
Before we jump into Saturday, let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors, and then we can dive right back into the schedule.
So let's talk Saturday.
Wow. Saturday, be ready because the Haunt Master classes start at 8 a.m. Again, we're running two rooms again. I'm just going to name them really quick, if that's
okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm not going to talk a lot, but make sure you go to FearExpoLive.com, go to seminars and check out all the classes. We have Mitch Milton, David Quinn, Crest Winchester, Slider Jesus, Richard Kumo, Jason Thomas, Jordu Shale is coming in to teach a class. Catherine Craig, Justin Hill, Leonard Pickle,
woo!
Angie Eskick, Katie Brito, David Frere. I can never say his last name right. Frere.
Barrier, yeah.
Hold on, give me a second. I got to get to the right page and then I'll let you know.
And Lochner. The classes are so good on Saturday. You need to check them out. But then on top of it, we have our makeup stage going on all day long on the show floor. It's brought to you by Mile High FX. We have Wicked FX on there at 10 o'clock. Insane Productions, CNC Insane Productions, doing fire and ice body painting at 11 o'clock. Falls Creepy Corner doing Night of Neon Zombies at 2 p.m. A bloody good fashion show brought to you by Monsters Alive, FSA Design, and Brandy Beast at 4 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock is the makeup recovery demo. just for Saturday. And those are just classes.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a ton more happening Saturday as well. Mm-hmm. Kicking off in the morning once again for the VIP ticket holders. You want breakfast? Coffee and pastries will be in the VIP lounge.
And not to mention, most of you who got your hotel rooms, they have free breakfast on Saturday. So double check your hotel room and see. But I know the two host hotels both have free breakfast. And then we have coffee and pastries open till 11 o'clock in the VIP lounge for all of our VIPs, including our vendors. And then once we clean up the mess from the pastries and sweep up all the crumbs, we're going to go ahead and serve you an Italian pasta lunch if you're a VIP. So the VIPs get to go in there and have a lunch on us. And that includes all of our vendors. We always feed our vendors. So
really appreciated.
much appreciated.
And you get plenty of opportunity to walk the show floor. There's going to be a lot of great costumes and masks. And the vendors that are at the show floor this year, every year I just feel so excited about the fact that we have so many great people in this industry that support each other. And to see the vendors that we have that support Fear Expo, it just really makes me really happy that to be part of this. So I'm not going to go through them all because it would take a while. Like you said, there's 120, but Brutal Rust is going to be there. Purgatory Props, VFX Creates, 916 Production, Brandy Beast, CFX, you know, Chaotic Creations, Dark Creations, ATX is coming out of, they haven't done a show in a little while now. They're coming back. Fancy Pants Patches, Fear Productions, Fright Bros, Jelly Bog, Ghostly Productions, Global Special Effects, Haunting You is going to be in the house.
Yeah, we are.
A Haunt Lawyer Foam Company. Jordu Shale is going to have a booth. Midnight Studios, Malice Productions, Lifeless Creations, Monsters Alive, Mortal Remains, Project Backfire. I am jumping about six people and just quickly saying a name. Scarecrow Creations, Sapphire, Scrappy Costumes, Scurry Face, Slaughterhouse FX, and Steward Designs, and so many more. But that just gives you an idea. I mean, it is a cool show floor this year. It really is.
I'm so excited. Like, I see so many of my favorite companies here, and many of the Haunting You podcast sponsors are on here as well. We have great partnership with Purgatory Props and with Cython. VFX is, of course, one of my favorite companies. I have so many of their props now. I love them. Oh my God, I love them. CFX, Tabitha and Josh are just such great people to talk to, so knowledgeable about the masks, and they do demos on the show floor showing how all their products can work, and it is so freaking cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be so much fun. I mean, how do you even get to like everybody who is out there on the show floor? There's so many awesome vendors to stop by. I don't know. I'm going to be busy.
that's why we say that basically from the time you show up at Fear Expo to the time you leave, we've got something planned for you.
Yeah.
You should not be hungry. You should not be thirsty, and you should not be bored. There's just something for you to do the whole time, whether you're a VIP or general admission. Either way, there's a lot of action going on.
Good thing the show floor is open from 10 to 5 because we're going to need every minute of that to get through it all.
And then once we can get the show floor closed up, we're going to head upstairs and we're going to give away our Fear Expo vendor awards. Everyone's welcome to come up and see which vendors won awards again this year. It's been a lot of fun doing these vendor awards. The HauntCon one we just had, VFX is a 2-time winner. So we have to see if they end up pulling out a 3-peat. A hat trick, as you might call it. So, and then once the awards is over with, head back to your hotel, get your scariest circus costume on. I'm really, really excited about the theme that Blooms FX came up with for this one, the circus idea.
Mm-hmm.
There are just so many ways you can go. You can do the freak show. You can do the stitch clowns. There's a lot of ideas here for a circus.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked a bit about like the costume contest for HauntCon. Anything similar happening here at Fear Expo?
Yes. Circus, they have a costume contest with lots and lots of prizes. I believe they're all on the website. I don't know all the prizes. I do know there's some really good ones, though. And once again, excuse me, Blooms FX is still looking for some donations if anyone wants to donate anything towards the costume ball for the prizes. But yes, they're going to be giving away some cool prizes for the best costume.
Pulling it up right now. And it's absolutely free to go to the costume ball as well.
Yeah. Yep. Open. It's free. We want you there.
Yep. It says every ticketed attendee is eligible to enter the costume contest to win a third, second, or first place prize. Wear your best costume for the chance to win. So I'm looking at the list of who is contributing to the prize. Bloom FX, HauntCon's doing VIP passes. The Holiday Inn Owensboro Riverfront, you get a free room and breakfast. Dental Distortions threw a $100 gift card in there.
Ooh.
Neely's Whiskey Tour. Ooh, love that. Project Backfire's got a gift basket. Bloody Mary FX, $25 gift card. Dark Creations, a $25 gift card. Killer Stencils, Pocket Patches, CFX, man. VFX, Screamskate, Spooktique. Holy moly.
No scrubs.
It's a good deal.
It's a great deal. I absolutely freaking love it.
And that ends at midnight. So two nights in a row, we got you out till midnight.
Going to midnight every night.
There's time to sleep later. Sleep when you get back.
Counting the haunt tour, it's three nights.
yeah, exactly. But I mean, stuff is kicking off bright and early Sunday morning again, aren't they? We've got classes starting at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock classes again. And believe it or not, people will be there at 8 o'clock to go to the.
There always are.
Oh yeah,
and good for good reason as well. Like we've got, let me pull this up a little bit bigger so I can read it better. Justin Hill doing distressed costumes to die for in room one. Jim Candelaria doing animatronics. How do they work? Your basic animatronics class, 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. So great reason to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, and we've got even more classes after that. What are some of the other ones?
I see Leonard Pickles teaching a class, haunt design do's and don'ts. I have taken that class in previous years. And learn so much. It is a phenomenal class for doing room design and haunt design.
And if you've seen it once, go see it again because you're going to pick up something new.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rob O'Brien, you stink. How to care for your costumes. that's an important one.
There you go.
Underrated, but important.
Oh, but this is the one that I really want to go to. David Quinn is teaching a stilt walking class. I got into stilt walking has it been 2 years now?
Yep.
Just started, but I want to hear from the expert because I'm just, trying to teach myself. And let's just say
fall on your butt.
It's painful.
You're just trying not to hurt yourself.
It's painful teaching yourself. Michael Rouse, Samuel Bloom, Kane Watkins, Nathan Alred, all teaching classes on Sunday from between 8 and 1 or 8 and 2.
And while you're sitting in your classes or you're on the show floor, back at the, I had to switch my screen here real quick. Fear Expo is giving away $3,000 in haunt cash for you to go ahead and use anywhere on the show floor that you want to.
That's absolutely insane. how is that going to work?
Every half an hour, starting at 10:30, Fear Expo will draw a name from all of the, if you have a pass, or excuse me, a general admission or a VIP, you are entered. And that includes all of our vendors and all of our speakers.
So don't have to do anything extra to enter. Just by showing up, I am automatically entered.
All you have to do, though, is be there at on Sunday. If you leave before Sunday and we call your name, no one wins that prize.
So, no one? You're not going to give it to someone else.
We don't redraw. You got to be there. So this is to I mean, we actually call people, and this happened at HauntCon. We had someone that we drew at 11 o'clock, and they were 45 minutes away because they had just left. And they turned around and came back.
I mean, I would.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Wait, where will the giveaway be happening? On the show floor?
On the show floor, but we will be announcing it in all the rooms as well. So if you're in classes, you'll still be able to hear it. But plan on staying through Sunday, because we are going to give away $500 every half an hour that you can use on the show floor. And it includes all of our speakers. All of our employees are actually allowed to be part of this.
Yeah.
It's a big reward for everyone who is part of Fear Expo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. Absolutely love it. And I have already got some plans in the back of my mind for what I would use that for.
It's like, he's already so lucky.
I am very sorry, Dano, but the bar does not take the
dang it.
Back to the drawing board.
Get out of my head, Doug. How do you know?
We also have the scavenger hunt going on Friday through Sunday too.
I saw that on the website. Tell what is happening with the scavenger hunt. I'm not familiar with this.
So this is brought to you by one of our, and for some reason the link's not working here. So it's actually brought to us by one of our vendors, and now the link's not working, and I can't figure out why.
See if it works for me. No, same thing.
Is it working? It's not working for you right now, too. No. I need to go to a different screen and see if it works real quick. But anyways, so they're going to have a scavenger hunt on the show floor. You're going to be able to go to one of the vendors. It will be in your welcome package, and it's also an email that's going out. And they've got all kinds of prizes lined up that they've gotten from different vendors on the show floor. And you're be able to do an actual scavenger hunt on your phone to find certain hidden gems that are there on the show floor, or maybe in one of the classes, and then the people who find the items end up winning different prizes.
Awesome.
And
that's awesome.
I don't have all that information, but you will have a, you know, in your pack, in your vendors pack, or in your attendees package.
And hopefully shortly after we finish recording this, the website will get fixed magically, and we'll be able to access it there.
There's a text going out right now.
So, just an absolutely action-packed weekend from Thursday all the way till the show floor closes on Sunday, 2 o'clock. You have no excuse to not have something to do, because there is just so much going on over the course of these 4 days. So let's talk logistics real quick. We already talked general admission tickets are $25. You have the VIP tickets, only about 60 tickets left if you want to try to jump in on the VIP. We talked a little bit about hotels. It sounds like the hotels closest to the convention center are already sold out, but there are plenty of opportunities still in the city of Owensboro. So you can check out one of the other hotels nearby. How do you get to Fear Expo? What are the easiest ways?
So on the way that we set Fear Expo up is that it's a basically a 6-hour drive from anywhere in, you know, the whole central part of the country. So like even Michigan, you're 6 hours away. Florida, you're 6 hours away. Pennsylvania, you're 6 hours away. So a lot of people drive to Fear Expo. Owensboro, Kentucky, just outside of Louisville, south of Indianapolis, just to the west of St. Louis. I mean, it's in the heart of the heartlands. So driving is always a possibility. Obviously, Google, you know, Fear Expo. If you're going to fly into Fear Expo, I do know there's some delays this year because of the solar eclipse. There have been interesting things going on with that. But flying into Louisville or flying into Evansville is a good thought. You can check and see if there's planes going into Owensboro, but I know a lot of times this late in the game, it's going to be a couple, could be a big delay.
Yeah, I had a hard time finding flights direct to Owensboro, so Louisville for me.
Yep, going to Louisville. The other thing you can do is fly into St. Louis, and I know St. Louis has a direct flight to Owensboro, too. That's another way to do it. Go to our website. If you go to fearexpo.com, we've figured all this out, and you go to travel, hotels, everything's on there. It's there's no guessing. There's no, you know, we've even got Airbnb on there. We've got everything.
Yeah. So
check it out.
FearExpoLive.com has just a ton of information, even like information about Owensboro itself, things to do, best places to eat or drink, local events that they've got going on outside of Fear Expo. Just a ton of information can be found right there on the website.
Exactly.
I press buttons and it won't close. There we go. Les, what did we miss?
I mean, probably a lot just because there's so much going on. But with that said, I think we hit all the big pieces.
Are there any, is the show floor booked? Are there any places available for vendors if they still want to try to get in?
Awesome. You know, I would still send me something because you never know if something might change, but we've been sold out for about a month now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, that's a good sign for all the attendees at least. And vendors, if you're interested, there's always Fear Expo 25. Keep it in mind.
Plan ahead.
Plan ahead. Exactly. Okay. Doug.
Yes.
What is the one thing more than anything else that you want our listeners to remember about Fear Expo before we let you go?
The one thing I want you to remember about it?
Yeah, if they remember nothing else when they stop listening to this podcast, what do you want that to be?
I think the most important thing for people to take away from Fear Expo this year is the growth of our industry and how you're going to see new vendors there. You're going to see some great vendors that have been around for a long time. The education, the people who are giving so much back to help train and help support each other in this industry. I don't think you see that as much at some other places, but at Fear Expo, you can really see that people really give back. And we're going to continue to grow Fear Expo because of the fact that we have so many great vendors and speakers and attendees. So at the end of the day, I want you, if I can leave you with one word for Fear Expo, it's going to be is experience.
Yeah.
I want you to really enjoy the experience that you're going to have.
Absolutely. And I am so looking forward to the experience. So Doug, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk about Fear Expo. Fear Expo is happening at the Owensboro Convention Center in Owensboro, Kentucky, April 12th to the 14th, 11th, if you're going to make it in for the Ultimate Haunt Tour. I hope to see you all there. Booth 707 is where the Haunting You podcast will be stationed.
Right next to the Big Scary Show.
Right next to Big Scary Show.
There you go.
Super excited.
We couldn't find you a better place. I'm so sorry.
I got to tell a quick story. I'm hoping Drew Badger is the one who will be coming because I accidentally slighted him when I was at Midsummer Scream last summer. He gave me a lead. I had to go talk to Spencer Terry, president of the Haunted Attraction Association, and forgot to come back and do an interview with him. So I'm hoping to rectify that during Fear Expo this year.
Yeah, I think it is Drew, but I don't know. It might be. I don't know. I actually think it is Drew, but we'll find out for sure really soon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It'll be a good surprise when I get there. So, Doug, thank you so much for taking the time out. And I can't wait to see you at Fear Expo.
All right. I appreciate you having me on here. And Leslie, thank you for being the smartest person in the room.
Someone's got to be, because it's not going to be me.
She usually is.
Glad I could help.
And John, it was great talking with you as well.
Thanks, Doug.
Holy shit, I am so excited to go to Fear Expo.
Drink. I was waiting for that.
Has me saying I'm excited lost all meaning yet?
50-50. It's still a reason to drink.
It's still a reason to drink.
So there is joy involved.
There is definitely joy involved. So I mentioned Haunting You podcast will be at Booth 707. I will be there. Please come see me so that, you know, I'm not lonely. I thrive on getting to meet everybody. If I'm not at the booth, look for the sign. There's a good chance I am somewhere on the show floor interviewing some of the amazing vendors, showing off their products, and hopefully bringing all of that to you. If you cannot make it to Fear Expo, definitely go check out all of our socials, facebook.com/hauntingu, just the letter U, at Haunting U for YouTube, at Haunting University for Instagram. That is where we'll be posting all of the media that is coming out of the show. So if you can't make it to the show, definitely go follow all of our socials so that you can see it there.
Are you bringing an extra bag for swag and such?
I'm so annoyed. Like, I
didn't mean to touch your nerve.
No. It's okay. I have to fly. Normally, I would drive to a convention so that I can bring back
space.
So I have plenty of space to bring stuff. But like, I'm trying to figure out right now how I can get all of the like audio equipment I need in order to do the live broadcast from the show floor at Fear Expo, because that is going to happen. I haven't figured out how yet, but it's going to happen. But I have to bring all of that, which means I am very limited on what I can bring back, and I'm not okay with it.
So, maybe some of them can like ship it to you as well. If
there is certainly that. Like, if I do larger purchases, most vendors are willing to ship.
They will ship.
But like, here's the thing. I'm moving, so where do I ship it to? If it shows up between
your parents.
Like, my parents, or actually, you know, we'll be swinging through Colorado, so maybe I just ship it to you guys,
and then
I can pick it up there on the way.
I'm not a responsible person. But
I know you're not. I was not looking at you when I said you guys. I was definitely looking at Leslie.
I mean, you technically you are looking at me.
Yeah, he who doesn't have his camera on.
I have discussed this. My son likes to tackle me at random intervals.
I know. I want to watch that. I don't see it as a problem.
I don't either.
Well, I mean, in the middle of a podcast with, you know, a guest on, it's just like, so Doug,
it's a haunting podcast. I don't think anybody's going to notice.
People would love it.
It fits perfectly within the genre. Time.
And besides, if that were to happen, then I could take like the video from this, just cut to just that and put that on our social media. Like, people would eat that up. They would love it.
Fair enough. Speaking of going viral, but it is like I sent you the picture yesterday while I'm typing an email. I'm being, you know, choked.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Joy's a parent.
Well, I do feel bad that you're not going to have you're going to have to fight to have room for the audio equipment and the stuff you buy and then the stuff you steal. So it's just
no theft.
I don't know how
there is no theft.
Although
you're giving away so much free stuff, like, what do I need to steal?
Although I will say, Simply Pure is like right next to where our booth is. Go in and say hi to them and see if you can't snag me some great samples of CBD stuff.
By snag, you mean
federal agent, like
CBD, no THC involved.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference for me.
Really?
Yeah.
But, hey, wouldn't it be better if you, instead of purchasing it directly, you could, you know, acquire
I'm
it without
going to stab you.
Okay, well.
Look, I know you want to get me kicked out of the Coast Guard. I've got 6 years left. We can make six. We need the 6 years. We can make that. Let's talk
of us.
Let's talk real quick about kind of where we're going for the rest of the year. So we are coming up to the end of convention season, not actually the end of convention season, because there are conventions running all the way into July. If you want to know more about those, go check out our website. Look at the events page. We have everyone that we are aware of listed there. But our part of the convention season is coming to a close. And so we're now really looking ahead to October and what's going to be happening. So upcoming on the Haunting You podcast, our next episode will, of course, be the live broadcast from Fear Expo. We'll have that out. We'll do it Sunday of Fear Expo. I'm looking at you guys because I hadn't actually talked to you about this yet. Sunday is what I was thinking. I'm open to Saturday, but I think Saturday will be busy.
Yeah.
Let me know what your schedules look like and we'll make it work. So we're doing that. May, we have a special guest on from the Candlelighters who is talking about what they're going to be doing this year. And we're going to do some brainstorming with them. And then June, hopefully we, like, if everything works out nicely, maybe we'll be able to all get ourselves together in a room and do a live from Leslie's living room type podcast for June. That one will definitely not be out June 1st, but during June, we will put that out as we plan for what the Sanguine Creek Estates will look like for 2024. So lots of exciting things coming up in the next few months. Go check out the socials, subscribe to the podcast, and leave us a rating on whatever app you leave you, you use, because that helps other people find the podcast as well.
It does. It gives it a little boost. So if you want other people to find it, absolutely.
Yes. And we love to hear from you and what you think of the podcast and what we're doing, and give us ideas on what the type of content you would like to hear. We want all of that feedback to make this as useful as possible for our listeners.
If you also enjoy the pure sport of thievery, put down a review. Let us know.
You don't even have to steal the podcast. It's free anyway.
I mean, just, you know, maybe theft enthusiasts.
You mean pirates.
Pirate.
If you're a pirate, we're perfect for you.
Okay, you have to understand. That encourages me way more than, yeah, than dissuades me. If anything, you just made it cooler.
Yeah, I knew it as soon as it left my mouth, but still.
Piracy. I like it.
All right. I think we wrap it up. Let's leave it at piracy. We can't go any better than that. So we'll just drop it at piracy. Les, take us out.
All righty. And thank you for all of that. It was great to speak to Doug and hear all about what's coming up with Fear Expo in April. And thank you all for listening. And thank you to our sponsors. And we're going to call it a day. So for everyone, happy haunting.
Bye, everyone.
We are incredibly thankful to all the sponsors who make this show possible, particularly our premium sponsors, the Chamber of Haunters and Fear Expo. You can learn more at chamberofhaunters.com and fearexpolive.com. Check out the Haunting You podcast at hauntingyou.com for more information on everything that we do. Haunting You is a production of the Rocky Mountain Home Haunters, LLC. All audio clips and sound effects are used under a Creative Commons Attribution or Public Domain license from Purple Planet Music at purple-planet.com or the Sound Bible at soundbible.com. Please see the show notes for more information on all the clips used in this episode.